from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This next interview, no debacle. Because you know this man, you remember this man, now working for the Bay Area News Group as a columnist. He's going to talk with us about Brandon Ayuk, many other things in the Bay Area. Dieter Kurtenbach joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Happy Prime Day, Dieter.
Oh, thank you so much. I thought I was being brought on to talk about the national anthem at the Home Run Derby, so this is going to be a big change for me.
Are we buying any of the conspiracy theories that this is all a ploy to maybe be more famous?
Rob Manfred is not clever enough to sign off on that. And you know what? I've already forgotten her name, so it didn't work.
You know, I was going to make a joke, and then I also have forgotten her name already. So, yeah, maybe this didn't work. So let's start with the Ayuk thing. Is there any chance Brandon Ayuk does not play in San Francisco this year?
No. Full stop. No. The 49ers have all the leverage here, and Brandon Ayuk has like a little bit of leverage, right? As a player, you can kind of make a stink. You can try to expedite the process. You can get the public on your side. There are some things that are in the wide receiver diva playbook that we've seen play out time and time again when it comes to these contract negotiations. Wide receivers are different beasts in this regard. Brandon Ayuk has done every one of those things. He's just absolutely botched it every time he's tried to execute it. He just asked for a trade today, months after the 49ers shopped him around to every team in the NFL as part of a trade. Like, it doesn't really line up here, what you're doing, Brandon. There's no leverage to be extracted if you're saying, actually, you can't fire me, I quit. That's what they did today. So it's been somewhat embarrassing for him, definitely embarrassing for his agency. They just seem completely in over their head. And ultimately, the 49ers can say, hey, we're going to fine you if you don't show up to training camp. We're not going to forgive those fines unless you sign a new contract. You're under contract for this season at $14 million. We can franchise tag you next year at $25. We can franchise tag you the year after that for $30. So come on down and fulfill your role, or you can come off your ridiculous ask of being the second highest paid wide receiver in football, and we can come together on a new deal, and you can be very, very rich, and we can all be very, very happy. But we're not there yet for some reason, because Brandon Ayuk wants to do all these stupid things that his agents are telling him are going to work, and they're not. And it makes me sound like a 49ers homer, which is something I try to reject with my entire soul. But here we are. I mean, it's just been an embarrassing process, and I can't wait for it to be over.
All right, so the two obvious outcomes are Brandon gets paid or Brandon gets traded. With either outcome, what is the bigger hindrance to him potentially getting moved this offseason, the 49ers asking price or his asking price?
Well, it's his asking price, because the onus is on him currently to start these negotiations. So they say that there's been a bunch of negotiations. What there's been is Brandon Ayuk reiterating that he wants to be the second highest paid receiver in football, which makes it like $31, $32 million a year, and then we get into the fully guaranteed stuff. I won't bore you with those details. But the 49ers are saying, no, we're not going to do that. And also, we don't have to do that because, again, you're under contract for this year on the fifth-year option. So Brandon Ayuk, it's incumbent on him to say, you know what, I want to get a deal done. I want the financial security. I don't want to be playing on what could effectively be 3 one-year contracts in a row with the fifth-year option and then 2 franchise tags. I want the financial security. The 49ers want they want the spreadsheet to look good by the time they have to talk to Brock Purdy this time next year. They want the numbers to be locked in place, so they have a reason to get a contract done with Brandon Ayuk. They want that number to be clear and down the line. They don't want to have to be fighting on one-year contracts with their number one receiver. But Ayuk has to come off of this number. The Niners are never going to pay him what he wants. And by the way, no one is. No one's going to make Brandon Ayuk the second highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. The 49ers just asked everybody, hey, you want to trade for this guy? And everyone said, I mean, we'll trade for him, but we're not going to pay him. Or we'll pay him, but we're not going to trade for him. And that rubric is going to be in place for Brandon Ayuk for the next couple of years. So he needs to just compromise a little bit. And by the way, when he compromises a little bit, I guarantee the 49ers are going to come in with a better offer, because now we're actually talking business. Right now we're doing a bunch of sideshow stuff that doesn't help anyone and frankly hurts Brandon Ayuk.
Speaking of paying someone, Brock Purdy eventually is going to get a contract extension. What's that look like?
So much money. So much. Listen, Brock Purdy does have to go out there and do it again. But if he does what he did last year again, I can't even fathom how much money that is. That's Steph Curry money, like $55 million a year. Like that's 60. I don't know. Obviously depends a lot on what Dak Prescott gets, because if I'm Brock Purdy, I'm going to go in and say, hey, I've beaten Dak Prescott a couple times now, so you should pay me more than him. 49ers will have no recourse but to say, you know what, you're right. And it's just going to be a whole lot of money, and it's going to mean that the Niners are starting this thing again in a way, right? They have the Super Bowl window now. The foundation of this Super Bowl window is that Brock Purdy gets paid a rounding error. He gets paid $1 million a year. He wasn't even a top 51 player at one point in his career. He didn't count against the salary cap when he was a starting quarterback in the NFL. So they've been able to bring in Javon Hargrave and re-sign anyone they wanted. They've been able to build this roster, which has all of these all-pros, the Tarvarius Ward. They've been able to do that because their quarterback doesn't make any money. Well, now they're going to have to do like so many other teams, including the Browns do, which is build a team around a quarterback that makes a lot of money. It puts a tremendous amount of onus on Brock Purdy. I think the 49ers are convinced that that is a good move for them. Remains to be seen. I think that they might be right, which is better than I could say about Jimmy Garoppolo. And, a lot of guys that were brought in recent years and signed to big contracts, much like Eric Armstead this past offseason, they're going to be saying bye-bye. And these recent draft picks that they've made, and I guess a guy like Brandon Ayuk, who they're committing to long-term, they're going to be even more important going forward, because they won't have this just overabundance of amazing players and all this depth. It's going to be how everyone else lives for quite a while when you're paying a quarterback that much money.
Dieter Kurtenbach on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline of the Bay Area News Group, where he works as a columnist. And the Purdy thing's interesting. I think a lot of why people are so high on Purdy right now is the contract. And we put a lot of emphasis on, because eventually, like, Kirk Cousins is a fourth rounder on a rookie deal, was of great value to Washington. After 2 years in a franchise tag, he was not. Dak Prescott, mm-hmm. who you mentioned, and how badly Dallas has bungled that whole thing about 17 times over now. So I look at Brock Purdy, and I do wonder, like, is he going to be worth it, or is he just the next iteration of those last two guys we talked about?
Well, the 49ers firmly believe that he's the next coming of Kirk Cousins. And in the 49ers' eyes, let's be specific, in Kyle Shanahan's eyes, that's the highest compliment you can pay anybody. So I guess they're getting exactly what they want, and I think everyone else is going to be like, really? Yeah. Really, that guy? You're going all in on Kirk Cousins? But that was Kyle Shanahan's plan when he came to San Francisco. His entire plan was, we're going to wait a year. We're not going to draft Deshaun Watson. We're not going to draft Patrick Mahomes. We're not even going to look at quarterbacks in the first round our first year here. And what we're going to do is, we're going to wait, because Kirk Cousins is going to come up, and he can run my offense. He knows my offense inside and out, and he can be my offensive coordinator on the field. Then Jimmy Garoppolo gets offered, and they go, oh, boy, we really suck. We probably need to take this before we get run out of town. They take it. They win some games, even with a subpar quarterback, because they did have a great team around him, and he did do some things, I have to acknowledge, that were positive. He wasn't a complete scrub, but couldn't win the big one. And they took the ball out of his hands anytime there was a big one. Regardless, that they've tried the Trey Lance thing. That went just splendidly, just nailed it on the Trey Lance thing. Three first-round picks for like five games. This is absolutely masterclass from Kyle Shanahan. But he lucked out. He finds Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy, you know, you look at him and you go, ah, well, what's this guy? There's a reason he went last in the draft. But this guy has a superpower where he just processes everything crazy fast. And he is Kyle Shanahan's offensive coordinator on the field. And it's been apparent since day one. This guy knows the playbook inside and out. He reads the field better than anybody. It's Kirk Cousins 2.0. And Kyle Shanahan thinks that's what he needs in his quarterback moving forward. They're going to pay him like Kirk Cousins in order to be that way. It's going to be weird. It's going to be fascinating. And we'll see how it goes. But they're all the way in. And, man, I couldn't tell you if that's going to work out or not.
Dieter, I'm fascinated by this whole situation. But Shanahan and Lynch are really – kind of the, one of the bells of the ball in the NFL, where everybody, clearly Washington just hires, you know, one of the assistant GMs. Every time you're looking for a head coach, you're trying to steal from that tree. And yet, for all the bluster, all the hype, they have not yet won the big one. Is there a scenario in the next 3 years where if they don't win a Super Bowl or if there's a regression that they could suddenly be maybe in danger, or are they in like Flint from now until they decide they don't want to be 49ers anymore?
I mean, the fan base will turn on them first. The fan base, you know, especially around here, you get the entire West Coast contingent of 49ers fans built up from being one of two teams in California for so long and being, you know, so successful in the 80s and 90s. Like, the fan base will turn on them fast. If it starts going sour, they'll get out ahead of it. But ownership won't. Ownership has stood strongly by Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch this whole time. They just signed a new contract extension. And ultimately, ownership is looking at the bottom line and seeing a team that is in the mix every year, going to two Super Bowls, being in NFC Championship games. And ultimately, during that entire period of time, save for these past two and a half seasons with Brock Purdy, like, haven't had their quarterback. So ownership's looking at it. Looking at all the money they're bringing in. Oh, my God. They make so much money. They got enough money to pay Brock Purdy. And they don't even have to think about the escrow or anything like that. They are loaded. And they're thinking, this is a pretty good situation. This might not win the Super Bowl. That's what we say we all want. But what they really want is the bottom line to look nice and fat and juicy so that everybody on the family payroll can get nice and fat and rich and juicy. So I don't think that ownership is going to have the appetite to repeat the path that happened before Kyle Shanahan showed up. They went through four head coaches in 4 years at one point. They hired Jim Tom Sula to be a head coach of an NFL team at one point. Chip Kelly got brought in. I mean, it was a hot mess in San Francisco for a pretty good period of time there, even in the final year of Harbaugh. After that, I mean, it just all went off the rails. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch come in, stabilize the whole thing. Definitely some growing pains, definitely some bad times, but they're a premier franchise. Then when we talk about brand recognition in the league, and ultimately you look at the results, hard to argue they're not a premier franchise in the NFL. I don't think there's an appetite.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one! Portrait pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fight for more than that. I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust when we're talking about money. And they're making a ton of it.
Dieter, I'm going to guess you don't talk a lot of baseball out there with powerhouses like the Warriors and 49ers, but we are inching closer to the MLB trade deadline. The Guardians here in Cleveland, one of the best teams in baseball. The yes, Giants sir. In San Francisco, let's say they're not.
Yes, that's fair.
What can you sell me here? What can I buy off that team?
Guys, what do you want? Because I am the sole proprietor of the San Francisco Giants storefront, apparently, in the Bay Area. I have been banging the drum that the Giants need to look themselves in the mirror, realize that they're a 500 team at best, and get off of some of these old dudes that are going into the final year or even into unrestricted free agency next year. And they just need to start selling to help build up this farm system, which is pretty mediocre, produces some nice players. It's better than it was, but, like, it's not the Guardians farm system where it just seems like every other week they got this new hotshot guy coming up. It's people are looking at me like I'm taking crazy pills, which I am, but that's not neither here nor there. So,
well, they're legal.
You want Lamont Wade? I mean, yeah, around here, for sure. I mean, frankly, if you're not taking them, you're really ostracized from the community. But you guys want Lamont Wade? I can give you a Lamont Wade. I can give you a Mike Yastrzemski as a platoon bat. If you're interested in a Blake Snell, he had a really good start on Sunday. I think that there's something that can be worked out there. You know, Tyro Estrada. I guess you guys are loaded on second baseman now with that guy you picked out of Oregon State. But, like, anyone you want, because this team is just aggressively mediocre. And last time I checked, the Dodgers aren't. And the only goal around here should be, how do we get on par with the Dodgers, keeping around a bunch of 30-year-olds going into the final year of their contract in the ultimate seller's market? Does not seem like a good plan, and that's probably why the Giants will do it. They'll delude themselves into thinking that they can make a run at the third wild card spot, and, oh, the reward for that is you get to go to Milwaukee and get knocked out in two games of a three-game series. That sounds like a blast. Really excited about the direction the Giants are going, guys. I'm not sure if you can tell.
What else are you excited about there?
Well, you know, the Warriors kind of look like crap, so that's fun.
you're going to get Lauri Markkanen. Come on, pep in your step there.
That would be great, because Lauri Markkanen actually makes them interesting in a Western Conference where interesting might be good enough. I think Oklahoma Thunder's and the City Thunder are incredible. But, like, after that, like, just get in the mix, because everybody's flawed. Everyone's got these, you know, ups and downs. And Lauri Markkanen, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, the shell of Andrew Wiggins, maybe a Jonathan Kuminga. Like, I can buy that as a top six team in the Western Conference. What I can't buy is this team basically treading water. Yeah, they lose Chris Paul. Yeah, they lose Klay Thompson. Probably more is made out of that than there should be. But, like, Kyle Anderson averaged 6 points a game last year, and I'm having to listen to people out here pretend like he's the answer to this team's problems. Like, I like Slo-Mo, but he can't be the guy. He doesn't change anything. This was the 10th best team in the Western Conference last year. Steph Curry was starting to show his age. Draymond Green can't stay on the floor, whether he's punching guys or getting injured. Like, it's all kind of falling. Klay just left. He's just like, I got to get out of here. So this is looking bad. He pulled a full Bob Myers and left. And I'm looking at it and saying, it's kind of now or never, boys. And they're thinking, no. Brandon Podziemski will save us. That's, again, awesome plan. Really feeling good about that moving forward. If they get Markkanen, I'm not sure I'll be like, the good times are here again. It's Supervillains 2.0. But right now, it's like, oh, great. You're now the 9 seed. Really moving on up there, boys, from 10 to 9. Sell your season tickets now.
Dieter, keep some of those crazy pills around for if Dustin and I ever make our way out to the Bay Area. But, you know, still take some yourself. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Pretty much everything is legal in California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.